At a Spanish restaurant in Miami's Wynwood neighborhood, one of the most powerful women in education pumps up union members by telling them where her career started.
I like to say I was the lunch lady. That was my first job in a public school. That is padding my resume. I was the salad girl. And here I am because I was a sixth grade teacher in Utah for a million years. And now I'm president representing the men and women who do the world's most important work.
Eskelson Garcia is wrapping up a 12-hour day with a high-energy pitch for union members to get out and support Democratic gubernatorial candidate Charlie Crist in his race against Republican Governor Rick Scott. Defeating Scott is one way of standing up for schools and teachers, she says. The union plans to spend money and offer manpower to help Crist. She visited Allapattah Middle School and asked teachers and kids what they're thinking. At the top of her list is an issue Florida pioneered.
The first thing we're going to have to do is get rid of this toxic testing where you're hooking a high-stakes punishment to a standardized test score. But if that's all we do, shame on us.
Eskelson Garcia stops in several classrooms. In each one, she shows students a photo she took with President Obama last week. What should I tell the president you need next time I see him? She asks every class.
That you should
move our school to a better environment.
Like what?
Yes, like Coconut Grove or something.
No. Coconut Grove. I'll root the whole building and move it over there. That's on president
but
level.
But you know what I hear when you say that? It's like, we would like to have those kinds of opportunities here.
That moment stuck with Eskelson Garcia. The student loved his school, just not his neighborhood. She says every school should look as good as the best public schools. Eskelson Garcia takes over the union at a time when many members are fed up with both Republicans and Democrats. They want the National Education Association to fight back against the growing use and consequences of test results, and to argue that sometimes improving schools will mean spending more. It's one reason the union is getting involved in Florida's elections this year.
And what we're looking for now are common sense people who will look at the evidence of what does work and will listen and respect the voices of the people who know the names of those students.
But Eskelson Garcia disagrees with a vocal union contingent which opposes the Common Core math and language arts standards adopted by Florida and dozens of states. She even has a favorite standard.
I looked at all the sixth grade Common Core standards, and there was one that said, listen to a persuasive speaker, summarize in your own words what that speaker said and the reason and evidence they gave for their opinion. And I loved that standard.
The new president of the country's largest teachers union and its members agree more than they disagree. And they want to use their experience and evidence in the classroom to convince parents, politicians, and others that they know what's best for kids. I'm John O'Connor in Miami.